Okay. We have a machlokus whether you can make schach out of anything that's gedule karka, not mekabel tuma, or dafka, the arba minim, you have to use, or something that is connected to the arba minim. Lamed zayin amad aleph. V'chein be'ezra omer tzu'u ha'har ve'hiviu alei zayis ve'alei et shemen ve'alei hadas ve'alei tmorim ve'alei et avos. And the girsa is lasos sukos, in order to make sukos, kakosu. The Gra takes out the next piece, but the Maaser Rashi seems to be gorisit, so we'll say it. So it says over here that you should go out and bring alei zayis in order to make schach, l'chora, to make a sukkah. And according to Yehuda, you can't use alei zayis. And the fact that it says alei hadas and alei etz avos, right? One is talking about hadas, that's a kosher hadas, and the other one is hadas shelter, the variety where they don't go free on the same level. So Mara says, Rabbi Yehuda, l'chora, what's Rabbi Yehuda going to do with that pasuk? It says, go out and use these kinds of trees for the sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda sover hundred of the funnels, that the ones that are not from the arba minim are for the walls, right? The trunk of the tree to make the walls. And alei hadas, v'alei tmorim, v'alei etz avos, v'sachach. And the hadas and the tmorim and the etz avos, which are part of the arba minim, they are for the schach. Usnan misachim b'nesorim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The Chora of the Mishnah says that you're allowed to make schach out of boards. Where are the boards, what's it called, the arba minim? Al masir, the ikra zikla, minitululavahu. You have to say that even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that you can only make schach out of the arba minim, but it doesn't have to be the part of the arba minim yotze with. Any part of that plant is good. Mamela, the bark of the trunk of the tree is also good. And therefore, you can make, what's it called, boards out of a lulav tree. Umi omer Rabbi Yehuda arba minim in midi achrin ilo. Samara asks now, did Rabbi Yehuda then say that you can only use the arba minim for schach and nothing else? Batanya, shichecha b'nesorim shal eres. Sheesh b'em dalet fachim divrei akol psula. Ein b'em dalet fachim Rabbi Meir posel Rabbi Yehuda mashu. If you made the schach out of boards of eres, here it says clearly not stam boards, where you could say it's boards from a tamar, right, from a palm tree. Here it says boards of eres, cedar wood. So l'chora, cedar wood is not a, what's it called, one of the arba minim. And still it says that if there's not dalet tfachim, Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. U'modah Rabbi Meir, shem yesh bein nesel l'nesel k'moli nesel, shemeich psal beinayim v'ksheir. And even Rabbi Meir is modah, that if there's a space between each board, the same width of the board, you can put other schach there and it's kosher. Because the nesorim are schach posel, according to Rabbi Meir, but schach posel also is kosher if you have schach kosher equal to it between it. What do you see, though? Even Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could use boards of eres. Mar says, my eres hadas. The eres means hadasim, right? And you're taking planks from the tree. Hadasim can grow on trees, too. As Shiloh, where the weeping willows, which grow mamash on a tree, are kosher hadas or not, but there are varieties of hadasim that grow. Those are aravas, yeah. There are varieties of hadasim. Hadasim taka grow. They're bushes, but they grow on. They grow to be trees too, with a thick, thick trunk. Yeah. So eres is hadas. Kid Rava Baravuna, like Rava Baravuna said, Omer Rava Baravuna, Amrei de Rav Asora Mini Arozim. There are 10 kinds of arozim. Even though we translate eres as a cedar, Arzei Levanon, the cedars of Lebanon, but it's not a cedar tree. There are 10 varieties of eres, and one of them is hadash. And emer eten v'midbar eres sheet of hadash. That the eres, right, and the way that Rabba Bar Rav Huna learns this pasuk is that not eres is a min to itself, but eres and all the things after it are species of an eres. And hadash is one of the species of an eres tree. So Mela, when it says Nesorim Shal Erez, it means, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Hadassim. Not Hadassim, but the tree that the Hadassim grow on. Rashi. Alei Zayis Va'alei Eich Shemen, Lav Dalet Minim Ninu. right? Olives and eight shemen are not dalad minim. Rabbi Yehuda Sover, so the pasuk says the fairies, you can use those for a sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda Sover, hanach litfanos, enechanam, you can use it for the sukkah, for the walls, not for the schach. Va'ali hadas, va'ali tzmorim, va'ali eight sovos for schach. Ushnah nesachim in the sorim, v'logashin shal eres. In the first price, we're not gores nesorim shal eres, but nesorim. And there's no problem, it could be nesorim from a lulav tree. But you have a raya from here that you don't need the part of the lulav tree with the actual lulav, but any part of the tree is okay. V'nohi nomi dahani nesorim me'echa midavad minim heim, miyu me'ikra dezikla ninu. The only way you can have boards from a lulav is if you use the trunk of the tree. Amal Rabbi Yehuda siv de'ikra dezikla k'sherim lo'ogda shalulav. So you see from here that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the trunk of the tree is considered the min of a lulav. And therefore, if you need igud with the min of the arba minim, the vine that grows around the tree and the trunk is also good. Because if not, then it's like a fifth min, and it wouldn't be good, right? And it wouldn't be good for schach either. The holler of Yehuda ain't sukkah ela behefsher lulav mikal v'chomer. We learned already that Rabbi Yehuda makes a kal v'chomer from lulav to sukkah, that if you need only dalad minim by lulav, koshkein only dalad minim by sukkah. Schacha ben esorim shal eres garsin and hachin. The second brisa, we have the gear says esorim shal eres, then it's even a bigger kasha. Because now here it says you can use boards of eres, which seemingly is not from the dalad minim. Yud mini arozim hein ve hadas chad minayu, meseches Rosh Hashanah. One of the species of eres is a hadas. Rav Meir Omer Afilu Meshicha. Rav Meir holds you don't have to tie the lulav together with one of the arba minim, with something that is a min of the arba minim, but you could use even a string. Tanya Omer Rav Meir, Maisa Biakir Yishalayim Shayu Ogdenes Lulaveim Begimonio Shel Zohav. Right, Rav Meir said, I'll prove it to you that that's okay, even something that's not a min of the valid minim, because the Akira Yerushalayim, the Chashav Apil Yerushalayim, used to bind their lulav with golden threads, golden strings. Amru lo misham raya b'minu hayogdim osam amata. No, their real igud was on the bottom, was with a min of a lulav. They used lulav leaves or whatever else, or the vine, or whatever. On the top, they just did it for noi. And therefore, since the Iker igud was what was on the bottom, it's not considered baltosif to put something else extra on it, lenoi, since that wasn't part of the mitzvah of lulav. It was just for beautification. But the halacha of lulav tzarech eged, right, that it had to be tied, right, that to tie them together, either because of zekeli landeyu, right, that they couldn't be separate. But that's a din in the lulav itself. Or, surely, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the eged is part of the mitzvah, that had to be done with one of the arba minim, otherwise it would be baltosim. But Rameir holds no, there's no chiyuv to be ogedit bechlau, the whole inyan is only zekei livandeyu. Mamela, it could be done with anything, it's not considered baltosim. Omer lehu rabba lehano megat, let's see Rashi till here. Biakire Yerushalayim, nechbode Yerushalayim hu ashirim. People who are the respected people in Yerushalayim, the rich people. And they have the money to use gold to tie up the lulav. The mino ogdim osom lamata nimtze eged ha'elyon lenoi bi'alma. The top one was only for beauty. V'lo lehechsher mitzvah. It wasn't part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah, whether the mitzvah was a kelim and vehu in binding the three things together, or the mitzvah was eged, was done with the bottom one. And that one was taka a min of the lulav, Rabbi Yehuda holds. Therefore, what you added on the top, which wasn't necessary at all, right, it isn't makif. And mele is no baltosif. You could use anything. Okay. Omar lehu rabba lano megadle hoshana, tevei reish galusa. Rabba said to the people who made the lulavim, meaning that they tied them together, they put the lulavim together for the reish galusa, ki gadlisu. Gadlisu doesn't mean to make grow, it means to make, to put together. Ki gadlisu hoshana, we use the same lashon by tzitzis, right? To make the tzitzis, to make the lulav. Lulav meaning to make the hoshana, the three together. To make the what binds them together. Ki gadlisa hoshana devei reish glusa shairi bei beish yad ki heichi delo tahavi chatzitza. He said, leave a place for it to hold it with your hand, right, when you'll make it and you'll, what's it called, you're going to put it, we'll see what exactly they did. Tosa speaks about it. Right, make sure that you, what's it called, leave a place where the person can hold it with his hand. It shouldn't be a chatzitza. Okay, Rava Omar, kolina also, eino chotzit. Since the inyan of the egged, in other words, what we're having is like the what we have, those what's it called, Chinese handcuffs that go at the bottom of the lulav, right? Whatever you bind the lulav with is a chatzitza called lechora, okay? So Rava holds no, it's not a chatzitza. Since it's to beautify the lulav, it's bottled to the lulav. Since it's bottled to the lulav, it's not a chatzitza. Omar Rabba said, "Lo linkat inish hoshana besudra. You shouldn't take a lulav with a handkerchief." Now, see 1 second what that means. Not so pashut. Big toast over here. Why? Deboinu lekicha tama, not because of chatzitza, but because you need lekicha tama, and taking it with a handkerchief is not lekicha tama. It's not a full taking. Rabba Omar lekicha yidei davaracha shmo lekicha no. Lekicha through something else is also called lekicha, but would seem over here is no chatzitza. So Tosfos differentiates, he says a few different pshatim, but the bottom line, basically, he says, if you cover your hand with a handkerchief, that's not a chatzitza, because the handkerchief is bottled to your hand. That was the shiloh we had yesterday with the clothing on your shoulder, according to those who say, like, clothing is not a chatzitza because it's bottled to your body. If you wrap a handkerchief around your hand, it's not a chatzitza, Tosfos holds. But if you wrap a handkerchief around the lulav and hold it, that could be a chatzitza. And then Tosfos says charata from that too, and he says talking about that what's it called, that could be a chatzitza, right? But if you wrap it around your hand, it's not a chatzitza, and therefore there's only a problem of lekicha yidei davaracher. You're not taking the lulav with your hand directly, you're taking it through a handkerchief. So on that, Rabba holds that taking through something else also called taking. But it's not a chatzitza, because since the handkerchief is on your hand, it's not a chatzitza. Tosfos in the end learns that it's not talking where you wrap the handkerchief around your hand. Right? And Yochanami, Tosfos Mashman, that wouldn't be a chatzitza. But it also wouldn't be a problem of lekicha tama. That's not called taking it through something else. It's bottled to your hand, so you're taking it with your hand.
It's like wearing gloves.
Right, it's like wearing gloves. Rashi holds not like that. Rashi holds it as a chatzitza. Tosfos says then it's talking where you didn't hold the lulav at all, but you made a holder that extended the lulav on the bottom, and you held the holder instead of the lulav. He says there it wouldn't be a chatzitza, because it's not separating between your hand and the lulav. It's extending the lulav. Here it's only a shaila. Is what extends the lulav considered part of the lulav or not? And that's called lekicha al yedei davaracher. That's the machlokas. But chatzitza is not. Chatzitza is only where it's between your hand and the lulav, and not around your hand, around the lulav. Okay. So that's how Tosfos learns. So see, Rashi seems a little bit different than that. Rashi, shairi de megadli hoshana ogde halulavim. The people who put the lulavim together with the hadasim. Lashon gedilin, lashon hashash lomer lechol umen bedover lashon zeh. Megadle means a person who puts something together, and whoever's a professional in putting things together for different things is called megadle. Kigon half the perik mashkin lemegadle ahore lemegadle tanure bechol shomoy. People who make ovens, and making an oven is called megadle tanure. Means to make something. So when you make the lulav, meaning you put it together, the three things together to make the hoshana, that's what they call the hoshana, like Rashi said till now throughout the whole parak, right? The three together bound with something. When you make it, shari bei beis yad, mitachas le'eged, underneath what you're making it, to connect them, leave a place on the lulav that's bare. that you shouldn't have to hold it in the place where there's something that separates between your hand and the lulav. Because he holds the eged is not part of the mitzvah. So in Mele, it'll be a chatzitza. The lo nahavi chatzitza ben yad lahoshana. The ein zuvakicha. Well, the Gemara says, lo linket inish hoshana besudra. That's the first thing. Don't let the eged separate between the, and Rava holds no. Since the whole purpose is to make it beautiful, it's not a chatzitza. It's bottled to the lulav. Since it's meant to make the lulav beautiful. And the second thing is, don't take the lulav with a handkerchief. So Rashi learns it's talking taka where you wrap the handkerchief around your hand. Tosus disagrees. Tosus says there wouldn't be any chatzitza if you wrap the handkerchief around your hand. But Rashi's mashma that if you wrap it around your hand, it's a problem with chatzitza. Right? And, okay. We didn't get her yet. Okay, Varova Omer Lakicha Ide Dovarakha Shema Lakicha. And here again, it's, Rashi doesn't say Beferish that it's a chatzitza. It's just Lakicha Ide Dovarakha. It's taking it through something else. But like Tosa says, it wouldn't be a chatzitza if you wrap it around your hand, because it's bottled to your hand. But even though it's bottled to your hand, it's still not taking it directly with your hand, so it's a problem of not Lakicha Tama. It's not a complete Lakicha. And Rava says, no. Lakicha yidei davaracher is called lakicha. Omar Rava menor meinala. Where do I know that if you take something lakicha yidei davaracher is? And again, Tosus pshat fits better with the raya. That's one of the reasons why Tosus says that pshat, because according to Rashi, the raya doesn't fit. Right? The lakicha yidei davaracher shmo lakicha. The snai ezov kotzer. You have a hyssop that you're using to dip into the afer. The, what's it called, the mechatos, right, of the paraduma, and then you sprinkle it. So if you have a, they used to keep the afer of the paraduma in long flasks, tubes, and then they would dip the hyssop into the tube. Now, if the tube wasn't full, you needed a longer hyssop to reach the water. So if the hyssop was too, the azov was too short, so they'd extend it with something. So Ezov Kotzer, Misapko Bechut, Uvekush, you put a piece of wood or a string, tie it on, and then, what's it called, put it into the flask. Or connected a little toothpick to it, right, or a piece of what's it called, of wood, and extended it, and then be able to put it in the flask down to the water. However, when you're maza, see one second Rashi says the reason, you don't hold it with the extension, you hold it with the thing itself. But you can't hold it with the thing itself if it's too short to get it into the tube. So you have to extend it somehow. So, right? Hi, amai, how could that be good? The lokach v'tov ala marachmana. Torah says, take it and immerse it. And here you're not taking it. You're taking it through something else. Right, through something that extends it. So that's why Tosa says, in our case also has to be an extension of the lulav, not something that's around your hand. So therefore Tosa says that our case is talking where you've made the sudr into a beis yad, you made it into a holder for the lulav, and you're not touching the lulav at all, you're only holding the sudr. And that's an extension of the lulav, and therefore it's exactly the same case as Rav. Elolav shema mino lekicha, yedev racher shema lekicha, right? You see that taking something through something else is also called lakicha. There you need lakicha, and by lulav you need lakicha. Where it says mimai dil meshani hosim, even the chavre kegufei dami. No, over there, since the ma'isa you're connecting it to the lulav in some way, you're tying the string on, or you're connecting the toothpick, the piece of wood, right, to the hyssop. In some way, it's connected, it becomes bottled to the thing. And that would be good. But over here, you're not connecting the sudr to the lulav, the two separate things. So maybe here, lakicha yidei davaracher wouldn't be lakicha. Rashi. Ezov kotzer, shahayu mevi'in mechatas me'ir le'ir b'shvoferish shel konim arukos. They transported the waters of the paraduma in long tubes. Umatsniyan osam behem lataris tamei. And they would keep the water in these tubes in order when they needed to matire somebody. And then they would stick the azov into the tube, dip it into the water, and then spritz it on the person.
Why couldn't they just lean the tube over?
What?
Why couldn't they just lean it over enough that the liquid would be near the test?
Could be that it wasn't mamish liquid. So liquid is a thick thing, stomach, with afer or whatever. Stomach didn't just pour around. Besides the fact that you had to be matbil it, you could turn it and then be matbil it. Yeah, the chora wasn't something that it wasn't pourable. It was a thick thing with ashes. No, it didn't have to be pourable. It had to be throwable. And they had a thing. They spritzed it, right? So it could be a thick mass, right? Like dough. Like then you could throw it. Not dough, but a thick batter. Umatil ha'ezel umazit. Im ha'ya kotzer, kishmachniso b'thi ha'shvoteres, eino magia l'mayim shebrosh ha'sheni. And if it was too short, it wouldn't get to the water at the other end of the tube. Mithas misapko, maricho k'dei sipuko. So you extend the ezov either with a piece of wood or with a string. Bikush plaf, a knitting needle, or whatever, made out of wood. Shanoshim tovospo. Something they use in knitting. The lokach ezov etovav mamayim. I overhear the chorus says, take the ezov and put it into the water. And if taking through something else is not called taking, then it shouldn't be good. B'shas tvila bo'in l'kicha. You have to take it and, let's call mashma, that when you're dipping it in, it has to be a din of l'kicha. So how is it l'kicha if it's not, you're not holding the ezov directly? L'shma mino shmo l'kicha. You see, l'kicha, yedei dover asher, it's called l'kicha. Miyuk shu mazit tzorech lechos ve'ezov. However, Rashi says, when you finally get the afer and the water on the ezov, and you take it out of the tube, when you actually spritz it, you have to hold the ezov. Why? Mipnei shim ochez b'sipuko, humenanea kamikamikamik. You're not going to be able to direct it well if you're holding it for something that's extending the ezov. And it's going to go to the sides and not get to its target. You're not going to get it on the person or the kli that you're spritzing it on. So afterwards, you hold it, not because you have to hold it, because otherwise it's not called lakicha. It's because, practically speaking, you're not going to be able to get to hit the target, right, if you have it extended with something else. Okay. So that's so the Gemara says maybe it's no raya. There you're extending it by connecting it, and by the lulav it's not connected. So how do you know the kicha de davaracha where it's not connected is also called the lakicha? That we'll get to on Sunday.
Why did the coin go out of that?